So, Baruch Hashem, in the last, I think since we started Hilchos Shabbos was probably like at least a year ago, probably more, we went through all the halachas of the Surim of Shabbos. And I was thinking, maybe, okay, so I was going through my Sfarim, and you know, we did Boyer, Toichen, Bishol, Muktzah, Mir La'akum, all the halachas that I'm going to get, what you can and cannot do on Shabbos. And I was ready to start the next topic. Okay, so let's go on to the next thing. But then I realized we say, Zachar v'shamor b'dibur echa nemru. Zachar is the... Shamor is Tegar Shabbos. Tegar Shabbos from the Lois HaSeis. But there's another thing. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. That the Zechira of Shabbos, remembering Shabbos, is equally as important. That's all the positive mitzvahs that are negiah to Shabbos. The halachas of all the positive mitzvahs which are negiah to Shabbos are just as important as the Lois HaSeis negiah to Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara says that normally a woman would be potter from such a mitzvah. A mitzvah which is negiah only on Shabbos is a time-bound mitzvah. Mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So a woman should be potter from that. Like Kiddush, Havdalah, Sudas Shabbos, Lecha Mishnah. All these things a woman should be potter from technically. But the Gemara says that since she's obligated in the Lo Saseis, the Surim of Shabbos, she's also included in the Mitzvahs of Shabbos. So the Mitzvahs of Shabbos take on a status of like the Surim of Shabbos. So I realize that there's really a lot of things in the Mitzvahs of Shabbos that are for us to cover. And I think that we'll speak out some basic things, but I think that there'll be Chidushim that we'll end up learning about. So in the mitzvahs of Shabbos, there's a parsha in the Navi, and it says over there. Did you get a sitter? A sitter over here, anyway. Okay. So what it says there, in Toshim Mishavu Mishvas Raglecha. Then it says like this: V'karasa l'Shabbos oineg v'kadosh Hashem mechubad. So this is important because we're going to learn a lot of things from this pasuk. You call Shabbos an oineg, a time of enjoyment, l'kadosh Hashem mechubad. You honor it, so you enjoy it. Oineg Shabbos means to enjoy Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos means you give it honor. You honor it in an additional way, which we'll learn what that means. By the way, just for halachic purposes, if you wrote here, Karasa Shabbos Oinim, that was the title. So it's really a mistake because the pasuk says Vikarasa Lishabbos Oinim. It's missing letters. It should say Vikarasa Lishabbos Oinim, because that's the pasuk. So this is a mistake on the sign. Someone noticed that.
Somebody wrote it wrong?
Someone noticed it, that it's not what it says in the puzzle. It should say the Karasa Lishabbos Oinig, not Karasa Shabbos Oinig. So we did it on purpose. Because if you have three words in a pasuk, it's Shemus. So we left out a letter on purpose so that it's not Shemus. It's not part of the, it's not quoting the pasuk. This is the sign. This is the flyer for the shir. So it says Karasa. Yeah. Karasa Shabbos Oinig. The pasuk is L'Shabbos Oinig. So we left out the lamed on purpose. So the person realizes it's a mistake. So he said it's not a mistake, it's on purpose because we wanted to misquote the pasuk so that it's not a Shemus. Because that's the halach. If you have three words of a pasuk in a row quoting a pasuk, it's already you have to treat it with Kedusha. People throw out these signs and everything. So therefore we didn't. Chas v'shalom. But for those that don't frame it, you know, and put it. Okay. Fine. So the ma'aseh, there's a mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos and a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Does anyone know the difference between the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos and the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos?
Oinig is doing extra stuff to make the Shabbos an enjoyable situation.
Right.
So it's Kavod, it's just honoring it.
Right. So you're honoring. You do things. Okay, so I'm going to give a klal and we'll see how everything fits beautifully with this klal. The klal is given by the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that Oinig Shabbos is those things that you do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. covered Shabbos are the things that you do before Shabbos to prepare yourself for Shabbos. So by the time Shabbos comes in,
you're ready.
Shabbos is prepared. That's showing honor for Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos. For example, Malava Malka, which is a showing covered for Shabbos as it leaves, is also covered. But it's not on Shabbos. So anything you do before Shabbos or after Shabbos is covered Shabbos. Einik Shabbos is enjoying Shabbos on Shabbos. Okay? So first we're going to talk about covered Shabbos, because that comes first in the order. Okay? So the first thing that you do for Shabbos is covered Shabbos, is getting ready for Shabbos. So, what do we do to get ready for Shabbos? We prepare the food, we get dressed, we set our clothes, we get in nice clothes, we buy fancy foods, or nice foods, good tasting foods, and we dress, make our beds, etc. Now, here's one klal I'm going to say in the beginning. Most actions of covered Shabbos, the covered Shabbos is to do the action in a way that's clear that you're doing it for Shabbos. Okay? So therefore, it should be done as close to Shabbos as possible, so you're showing that it's done for Shabbos, but at the same time, without getting too close to Shabbos, because then you're, going to run the risk.
Most of us don't do these, like, for instance, the meals. Don't these meals on a Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, what we do for Shabbos. Like, you make it on a Thursday night, which will, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so Thursday night. So we'll see what's the story with Thursday night, okay? But the first thing is preparing the foods for Shabbos, okay? Let's talk about preparing the foods. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you should buy food on Friday for Shabbos. That means really, the best thing is to buy all the food for Shabbos on Friday, not Thursday.
How you cook it Thursday?
But the Mishabura says, the things which require extra preparation, that you could already buy on Thursday. But the things which don't require any extra preparation, just initial buying it, if you could get to the store and it's not going to be a Shachshash of Chol Shabbos on Friday, it's more covered Shabbos because you're showing a mamish getting it specially for Shabbos. So the challahs.
You live in New York, it's not a problem because they close 5 minutes before Shabbos.
So the soda, things which are easy to buy before Shabbos. Also, Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to buy the when you're buying the food for Shabbos, you're supposed to speak out that I'm buying it l'kavod Shabbos. I'm buying this l'kavod Shabbos. What?
And then it's free.
And then it's free, yeah. Because the tzarek of Shabbos doesn't come out of the cheshbon. So therefore, whatever you buy for Shabbos, it's not in the cheshbon. I had my akedekah that we had my brother-in-law's father-in-law. So they lived on a very tight budget. But Shabbos, they would buy very expensive chicken. Very well, good cost of chicken, they would buy that. But the rest of the week, they would buy lower quality chicken, because the chicken that you buy for Shabbos is not out of the cheshbon. But, so they figured that we can afford it, because you don't pay for that, so you may as well get the good stuff. No, and she serves leftover chicken from Shabbos on Sunday. But then she said, that's not fair, that's not out of the cheshbon. So she buys both. The chicken that's not going to be used really for Sunday, she puts a toothpick in so she knows that's not for Shabbos. And only the expensive chicken is what they eat on Shabbos.
So what do they do with the leftovers?
So on Sunday. But it's a Sunday chicken, it's not Shabbos chicken. Anyway, but I'm saying some people really live like that, that they really, it doesn't come out of the cheshbon. But anyway, that's covered Shabbos. Now, there's another thing. So when you're preparing the food, so whatever needs extra preparation, you can do Thursday. Whatever it needs, whatever you can do on Friday, you can do on Friday. Now, the there's a mitzvah, which is one of the man's favorite mitzvah, and the women dread it.
Steak on Friday.
If it's covered Shabbos, not covered for yourself.
Really? Oh, that's
fine. So there's a mitzvah of a toyameh achayim zochu. Saying this mirrors. If you taste the tasting the food of Shabbos gives you chayim. What is tasting the food of Shabbos? It means Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to taste a little bit of all the foods. Yeah, you gotta make sure, and there's two pshatim. One is for Shalom Bayis, so that I'm not sure why I don't know if it helps so well. So good if they see that you're eating all the food before Shabbos. But otherwise it could cause machloikis that a person will taste it on Shabbos. And this is what it didn't come out good, whatever. So that's one reason. And also the more partial reason is the covered Shabbos. Covered of the Melech is to show you don't just prepare food and serve it. You want to taste and make sure that it's ready for the covered of Shabbos. And therefore there's a mitzvah to taste all of the machalim before Shabbos. To the point that there's a shaila on Erev Shabbos Chazoin, which is during the 9 days.
No.
So you're allowed to taste the, you're not allowed, you're allowed to taste the flesh, the meat, the Shabbos meat on Friday, even though it's the 9 days. So it's brought down that you could do it, but you shouldn't swallow the food. You could taste it and then not swallow. But tasting you're allowed to do. By the way, this is a shaila. You have to wait 6 hours if you do that. You have to wait 6 hours if you do that. Because there's a kivego that says if you just chew the meat and then you spit it out, then you only have to wait 1 hour, not six. So, but anyway, so there's a mitzvah to taste the foods before Shabbos to make sure. What?
You don't usually have to make a bracha for tasting it, really, no.
Oh, I don't remember. It's a good challenge.
So Moshe, my wife, said something about that in the shir. Because he used to be in the mountains, he was giving the shir one shabbos. Don't mind this tasting food by shabbos kazoin. So he goes to him and he goes, but we could have given it to the Yisrael Meir to taste it really
much. He'll cover us. Okay, so that's one form of kavod Shabbos, is preparing the food. The other form of kavod Shabbos is rechitza, is showering in warm water. It's supposed to be warm water for Shabbos. So it's also the same thing. A lot of times people know they're traveling, let's say Friday, so they'll get ready for Shabbos Thursday night. It's also the same thing. It's not as much kavod Shabbos, because Thursday night maybe all the time. Maybe you're not doing that for Shabbos dafka.
Sometimes it's even more. If you know you're going to come home to work and be rushed, and it's not going to be as good. Thursday night, you prepare something really beautiful where you have time because of Shabbos.
Right. So if you speak it out, that's for Shabbos. But it's better, really, the rechitza, showering or bathing for Shabbos.
No, I'm talking cooking.
Yeah, cooking. If you don't, it's cooking. That's why I said anything which takes time should be done before masking.
So that means you should take really cold showers during the week. So Arab Shabbos. It's
no, but normally you don't do it in the middle of the day, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't go into the shower and get ready for Shabbos. So. Now, also,
most of us, you're not supposed to do Thursday. If a guy, let's say, has a choice.
Right, he's supposed to do Friday.
So I'm saying he can't. So he can have one for Shabbos on Wednesday, but it doesn't count. It's not on Thursday night.
Correct. The Iker Kavod Shabbos is to do it on Friday.
So you can't halachically do any of these things Thursday night just because he wants to do it before Shabbos.
That's what I'm saying. If you're not, halachically can't. It's better to do it. Yeah, it's better to do it Friday. Yeah, but the Kavod Shabbos is when you're doing something special.
You could cook fry Thursday night for Shabbos if you can't get ready for Shabbos.
Are you talking about during the Sfira?
But I'm saying in general,
Exactly, because the Kavod Shabbos starts Friday. Correct. Right.
Who's doing it for Shabbos?
Yeah, exactly. For example, next Shabbos, next Friday, if during the Sfira you don't shave, but next Friday you can shave, because like Boy Rest Sunday.
Not everybody.
What?
Because we hold Frula Megimel. So we can't shave on
Friday. I thought you'd shave anyway. Okay, so Ashkenazim will shave already Friday. If it's like women. But Thursday night, you wouldn't be allowed to. Right.
Right, only if it's like Friday. Right.
Okay.
This Friday?
Also, next Friday.
One more Friday.
Also, obviously wearing Big Day Shabbos. This special clothes, you're supposed to have special clothes for Shabbos. And also, there's an Indian, you should wear the clothes for Shabbos. Wear the clothes for Shabbos right after you get ready for Shabbos, you should be ready getting ready for Shabbos. Okay, these are just technical halachas, but it's brought down in the Zmiris. You say, Hitzati mitasi vechlafti simloi salach vana yom haShabbos. Hitzati mitasi means making the beds and covering the tables. Now, setting the table lechatzil should be set before Shabbos, with the challahs on the table, because there's an Indian that first of all, that the table should be covered. That's brought down in the Shabbat, that the tables in all the house should be covered. That means lechatchila is an Indian that, like the kitchen table also, there should be a Shabbos tablecloth or something on the kitchen table as well. Any surface that you eat on a table also should be covered, the covered Shabbos. And I know there was a maisa. My mother's
Friday.
Very machpich. Even if she doesn't eat, even if she lives alone, even if she's eating out both meals or whatever, she has the Shabbos tablecloth with the challah tray and the challahs. She has two rolls sitting there the entire Shabbos, from the beginning to end, without any. She's not eating there, but But I don't know if you have to do that. But there's a...
What about like in the kitchen? Just say in the kitchen. If you don't eat in the kitchen, like we usually use the dining table hardly.
What?
We usually use our dining table. So we happen to have a tablecloth in the kitchen, a nice tablecloth. I have to change every Friday to Shabbos, or that's the same once it's done, it's done. Again, I think it's Shabbos.
It's more kavod Shabbos to have a special one for Shabbos. The same way you have in the dining room table. Inside.
Right.
I'm not saying these are halachas like sukkas mamish, but this is just a ways to show extra kavod for Shabbos. And ad kidei kach, it's brought down such an inyan, the Taz brings down, we don't know you're going to say so much, but the Taz brings down such a chumra that you should have two tablecloths on Shabbos. You should have two. Why? Because when you lift up one to shake out the crumbs, you shouldn't leave the table uncovered for that little time that you're shaking off the crumbs. So that when you pick up the tablecloth to shake off the crumbs, there should still be a cover laid on the table.
That's why we have plastic.
So if you have plastic, then you're going to say this inyan. But I'm not saying you have to do this. Hold on. I'm just showing the Taz said it's like a real inyan, this covering the tables. Okay. Now, good. So this is just, these are halachas that if you look through the Shulchan Aruch, they're all mentioned. Everything I said here is not in Yanim, in the Zohar, and these are all halachas in Shulchan Aruch mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch, different things to show the cover for Shabbos. And the reason it's so important is because Shabbos, Rabbi Victor Miller gives a beautiful mashal. We say that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Me'ein Olam Haba. So what's Me'ein Olam Haba means? It's a mashal. There was a guy that he had a very, very, very important business meeting in India. He knew that in 6 weeks he was having this major, major business meeting in India, a one-time opportunity to get the investment that would save his whole thing, and this would be his parnasa for life. So this was like, he did not want to mess this thing up, He really had to be on his best behavior. And he was going to go with the guy, he was going to eat with him, and he was going to, he really had to impress the guy that he understood the culture of the country, and he understood it, everything like that. And he knew that the foods and the schedule and everything was really different than what he was used to. So he figured if he's going to go, if he's just going to show up there, he's going to take him to some Indian restaurant, he's going to eat this stuff, he's not going to be able to swallow it, it's going to be terrible. He's going to be falling asleep on his face because it's going to be 3 a.m. for him. So he decided, you know what, before I get there, I'm going to give myself 6 weeks' time, and now I'm already going to, do some things that people do in India so that when I get there, I'm already going to be used to it. So he started staying up much later and changing his schedule slowly but surely, and he got used to the schedule, and so finally started eating that type of food, and finally prepared himself for 2 months, and he got to the place he was ready. But if he just showed up there, he would have messed up the whole thing, even though this was Mamish, the opportunity of a lifetime. So he had to get ready for it over in the first place in order to appreciate it in the second. So Rabbi Ben Miller, all the people say is that's what Me'ein Olam Haba means. We're going to get to Olam Haba. Olam Haba is tiny, and Mr. Shem says it's the biggest opportunity to enjoy everything. The Mishnah Perkei Avos says all the enjoyments in this world are nothing compared to Olam Haba. It's a most unbelievable opportunity to live with Hashem. But you're going to get there, and you don't appreciate this spiritual live existence. It's not going to be geschmack for you. You're going to fall asleep. What's going on over here? They're going to... So in this world, you have to start getting used to it a little bit. They're going to learn Torah. If you haven't opened the safe in the last 15 years, you're going to get out there. You're going to... Here, you have a free library. Do it, It's not going to... You're not going to appreciate it. So Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's the one time a week for us to accustom ourselves in this world to a little bit of Olam Haba. There's no daigas of anything, there's no gashmias, there's no daigas of parnasa, there's nothing you have to worry about. All you have to do is enjoy your time that you have with Hashem and with the mitzvahs and everything that you have.
You shouldn't worry about parnasa here.
What?
You shouldn't worry about parnasa here because you won't be there?
I don't know what you should or shouldn't do, but on Shabbos, definitely you should.
On Shabbos?
Yeah. That's what...
My job is go eat at an Indian restaurant.
So that's what it means, that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's an opportunity for us. It's a beautiful verse from Rabbi Victor Miller. So now the next Indian on how to prepare ourselves Erev Shabbos. And by the way, the more a person prepares themselves Erev Shabbos, the more you're showing chashivas for Shabbos, And the more you show Chassidus Shabbos, the more your family, the more everyone will sense the importance, you know, the importance of what it is, Shabbos. So the next set of halachas that are nageah in the order, so after you're all ready, after the tables are set, after you're dressed and everything in the house is clean, the next thing is hadlakas neiris. So we're going to talk a little bit about the halachas of hadlakas neiris on Shabbos. Now let me ask you, is hadlakas neir Shabbos, is it, according to what we said, the way we set up the halachas, is hadlakas neiris kavod Shabbos, or is hadlakas neiris oinig Shabbos? What? Covered why?
And before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos.
Well, I say it's both.
Oh, why do you say it's both?
Because if you put into both categories, it's covered Shabbos, which is something special.
But also the dining.
You get into the spirit of Shabbos.
Because it helps you enjoy it.
Right.
That's what you were saying?
It's an onic Shabbos.
Why? Because it's on
Shabbos. Because of the light.
Because on Shabbos you're in... Oh, very good. So these ideas, really, the ikkar... Exactly, no, but when are you appreciate... Even though you actually do it before Shabbos, so in one regard it's covered Shabbos, because you want the house to be prepared with light, but on the other hand it's oneg Shabbos, because on Shabbos you wouldn't be able to appreciate the food. You wouldn't be able to appreciate the suda if you didn't have light. So therefore, it actually is brought down, by the way, that if you can't see how much you eat, you end up eating a lot more. If you don't see how much you ate, like, you know, like your bones are starting to pile up or whatever. If you don't see how much you ate, you end up eating a lot more. So it's brought down actually in the Medrash that the Arbe, the locust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sent to Mitzrayim, were blind. So
what?
The first one wanted to know, why were they blind? So they're blind, so they would eat more. What? Huh?
The people were blind.
No, the locusts.
The locusts were blind.
Yeah. So the Maril Diskin says that the reason was that they would eat more.
They
like the blind
eat more, but they can't find the food.
There's enough that wherever they would be, they would eat something. Anyway,
that why
fine.
Restaurants have low lighting, is that?
So.
Bright lights would be
the no, so Lamaisa is like this. So Lamaisa, this is the yisoid of Neir Shabbos. The yisoid, the one yisoid of Hadlakas Neiros on Shabbos is that the Ikar Mitzvah is Oinig Shabbos. That means that the Ikar Mitzvah is to light in the place that you're eating, so that you'll be able to appreciate the food. So it's going to give you more Oinig Shabbos. Okay? That's the ikkar reason why we light Neir Shabbos. That being said, there is a secondary reason why we light, which is more like a kavod Shabbos reason, that the house should be well lit, and it's called the reason of Shalom Bayis, that if it's dark, we're concerned that you're going to trip, you're going to fall over, you're going to go to the bathroom and you're not going to know where anything is, you're going to bump your toe, stub your toe against, so you should have light. So the halacha is very, very interesting halacha, is that every room that you're going to use for Shabbos has to be lit to some degree, that it shouldn't be pitch dark. And that's the halacha of kavod Shabbos. Okay, and that goes into the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros on Shabbos. Okay, so now, so it's like this. So therefore, the women who light the ikar hadlakas neiros, the ikar mitzvah of hadlakas neiros is where? Is by the table. So therefore, the ikar neiros should be set up by the table on Shabbos. Now, it used to be more common. I haven't seen it by a lot of people lately. The people light on the table. Is that, you see that anymore?
No, it's just on the side. What? That little, the piece
Do people light on the table nowadays?
No.
Brasses? No?
You light, no, nobody lights the table.
Light Neir Shabbos on the table? On the Shabbos table?
Across from the table.
Very afraid.
When I was a kid, my parents used to, yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying it's very, and people don't do it anymore. Now there's all these stands and zachen. So, but the point is, even the stand, with Maisa, is also, you're lighting it by the table so that it should light up the table. It should be oinig Shabbos, you should be able to eat well, okay? Now here's the question. There's a lot to cover on this, but here's one question. We'll start with this, okay? The question is, what's the oinig Shabbos? Like we're saying, you want to be able to see the food, appreciate the food, right? So if you don't have lights, we're also going to appreciate the food. We have fluorescent lighting, you know, we have light, the light bulbs. So what do I need the Neir Shabbos for nowadays? Nowadays, you have perfect Einik Shabbos. You'll be able to appreciate Shabbos just as well with the electric lights. So what do I need B'chal Ner Shabbos? So, what?
It has a special thing to it, like,
it's different than the rest of the
week. What? Yeah, okay, so don't make a bracha. It's well lit without your bracha. No, so there's two answers. But basically, one point is, there's two levels of an answer. The basic answer is what you're saying, is that a chosh of Suda has candles. So it's more of a Kavod Shabbos angle. It's not really giving you the Einik Shabbos of appreciating the Suda, but it's a Kavod Shabbos angle, that I'm showing more Kavod by lighting up the house with candles. But I don't know if you can make a bracha on that. Maybe the Ikar bracha was made to Einik Shabbos to be Maisif light. If it's not being Maisif any light, it's such a minimal amount of light that it's being Maisif. So, you know, what's it being, what's the point?
But it's still nice on the table.
What?
On a table.
It's nice, but it's not oining. It's covered. And we don't necessarily make a bracha for the covered only. To show covered to Shabbos, you don't make a bracha when you take a shower. So if it's just covered, you wouldn't make a bracha. But you make a bracha for Hadlakas Ner, which is oining. So how is it helping your oining Shabbos? That's the Shabbos. So Ramesha Feinstein said that the pshat is, no, it is giving you light, because this light you'll have no matter what, but the light could go out. You never know. It's not in your control. You could have a blackout. You could have some sort of electrical outlet, and then you wouldn't have those lights, and you only have the candles.
Putting on lights that should be on the whole night.
What? Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah. So what's that? We'll get to that. What? That's why in Kippur, some people, there was a shita in the Shacharach, that in Yom Kippur, that you're not eating, there's a shayla if you can make a bracha. We pass and you do, and we'll explain why. But Yom Kippur, you're not eating, so how do you make a bracha halachic near Yom Kippur? So the answer is because there's an oinig, that's the food. Yeah, that's why it's by the table. Yeah. If you're eating out, if there's no oinig, then you just stop lighting the shame that you want to have candles, you know, to be whatever, that's not in the mitzvah. It's covered, like you're saying, it's fancy. You're giving chashivas to Shabbos, but it's not oinig. No. No, it has to do with a lot. It has to do with Oynik Shabbos.
The Chiyuv is Oynik,
correct. Right. So Ramesha said this. So the story goes, a classical story, was that Rabbi Felder from Lakewood said over this Ramesha, and someone came over to Rabbi Felder and said, you're going to make a bracha on this thing, that if the lights are going to go out, you'll still have your candles. It's so far-fetched. Well, I don't understand this fact from Ramesha. Now, what's the story? Obviously, that Shabbos, that guy was making a Shabbos Sheva Brachas, and all the ladies lit, you know, in the hall by the tables. All the ladies lit by the tables, and there's a blackout at this guy's Shabbos Sheva Brachas, and the only lights they had were the Ner Shabbos. So he came back to him, and sorry, I called him on Sunday, and he said, "Don't start up with Ramesha." Ramesha said, "That's what made sense." So now. So that's one answer. But that being said, Lamaisa, there is a hanhaga by many people, and I'm just saying this as a chumrah, I'm not saying this as the Ikar Halacha, but you know, we always, you know, I don't want Alan to get the wrong impression that we're too makel. So we have to throw in, you know, our token chumrah every once in a while. So Lamaisa, let's go take a step back. Besides, I didn't start yet. Besides the Oynik Shabbos, okay. Besides the Oynik Shabbos at the Suda, right? There's also a din of covet of Oynik Shabbos that the rest of the house should be lit. So do you see people going to light candles in the bathroom, light candles everywhere else? No, the rest of the house
still comes out. You need it when you go to sleep.
Yeah, no, because the rest of the house you rely on the electrical lighting. Because you're not making a bracha on that. So the rest of the house, you can rely on the fact that you have lights. So you should put a nightlight. Or the rooms should have a nightlight or whatever. Now, I know, like my father-in-law, and it's a good minute, Taka, is that my mother-in-law lights the Neir Shabbos, but he goes around the whole house and puts on the bathroom light, L'shem Kavod Shabbos. L'shem Mitzvah Sadlakas Neir Shabbos. And the hall light, L'shem Hadlakas Neir Shabbos. And if there's a nightlight in the kids' room, L'shem Hadlakas Neir Shabbos. So therefore, you're lighting all the lights in the house, L'shem Hadlakas Neir. You don't make a bracha on that, but it goes into the Mitzvah Hadlakas Neir. because you're lighting up the whole house for Shabbos. So now, what about in the dining room? Really, you could just light the and say halakas, but then you don't make a bracha. So what we do is, what some people do is like this: before the wife will light the neiros of Shabbos, before she'll light the neiros of Shabbos, she'll make sure that the lights in the dining room are off. And then what she does is turns on. She says, "I'm doing a kavod Shabbos," and she'll turn on the lights in the dining room and go ahead and light the neiros and say a bracha, and the bracha is covering everything. It means the bracha that she's saying, Lahadlik Ner Shabbos, is really going not just on the candles, but also the lighting of the chandelier or whatever the lights in the dining room. So that everything's included in the mitzvah. So if you do it like that, so the covered, the Einik Shabbos is really not just the candles, but it's also all the nairs. So therefore, everything's included in the mitzvah. So that's a very nice thing, that you're including all the nairs in the mitzvah. So that's the way that the husband can do his share in the mitzvah. And now, what we're going to discuss is, what if you're eating out and you've really not really going to enjoy Shabbos, the candles, what's the story? Can you rely and make a bracha on the other parts of the house? So we'll discuss that. But this is just the haschala. We'll discuss more about halakas and Shabbos next week. How does it work exactly? But this would be the idea. The ikur is by the table. The rest of the house is also a mitzvah. And what if you do one, not the other? And how to do the electrical lights, we discussed a little bit. But really, you should have in mind that the electrical lights that we have are also part of your mitzvah of Shabbos. So I used to go around with my daughter to go to the Lakavit Shabbos to check if all the lights have. So now she does it. And checks the rooms. Oh, this room has light for Shabbos. This room has light for Shabbos. And that way everything is always, is always covered. Now let me ask some questions.